Immigration has returned to Ireland with a vengeance. The country's unemployment rate now stands at more than 14%, and almost every area has been hit by the economic slowdown. Traditional emigration hotspots like Achill Island in County Mayo in the west have once again seen many young people leave, just as their parents and grandparents had to do in the recessions of the 50s and then the 80s. In Achill, even the local football teams have been stripped of their players. And as the BBC's Ruth MacDonald reports, the traditional American wake, that farewell to an emigrant, is back as well.
To the west of Achill Island is nothing but thousands of miles of Atlantic Ocean. It's one of the most westerly and one of the most beautiful parts of the country. But it's also emptying.
So the goalkeeper is currently at college in England. The fullback has immigrated to America. The next lad there is gone to Sweden.
Sweden?
Yeah.
As we sit in a cosy island pub and the Atlantic rain lashes against the windows, Michael McNamara runs through the list of local Gaelic footballers who have emigrated. The tiny island is proud of its football teams and until recently fielded two. Now there's just one team here, as the young men of Achill leave to seek work elsewhere.
We have somebody here locally who sources work for a lot of these young people, and they have to immigrate to get it.
Achill, though, was used to immigration. Every family around here has its own story. Fathers, brothers, aunts and cousins forced to leave to look for work. Years ago, with huge distances to travel and the chance of return uncertain, they left knowing they might never again see the ones they left behind. So the night before they left, they were given an American wake. Paddy McGinty attended several as a boy.
Well, I remember my neighbour going to America, and all the neighbours gathered in the Barley Guinness and all this, so it was funny in one sense, but very serious in another. Tears, yeah.
And that's why they call them wakes.
That's why they call them wakes, yeah.
It was like a death.
Death, yeah, yeah, because some of them never returned.
Out of our little community here, you know, there's been 15 or 16, you know, big nights, and in some cases over the last year or so, and they seem to be the only parties that's happening lately. Like, so
no other parties other than emigration parties.
No, you have the odd 21st or 30th or little things like that, but they're the majority. Like,
another pub on another part of the island. Colin McCafferty's family owned this place, and week after week he's seen his friends and neighbours leave. There's a picture of a lively going-away party by the bar, a memory of yet another departure. Young men in particular have been badly hit by this recession. Sitting here, talking with Colm, I get the impression of an island population waving goodbye to its sons and brothers.
The whole thing of the American week, I think the big thing was with it, somebody who was going to America, that's where they were going, they weren't coming back. The last couple of years we've just had these people going to Australia, and like, it's never really, you didn't hear the term Australian wake, but there's a big night out planned, and there is that air of finality to it as well, that they're going, you know, and this is probably, they're going to be gone for a good few years, if not forever, like, yeah.
It's not just Achill Island that's fallen victim to the scourge of emigration. Most parishes and small towns like Achill have a Gaelic football team too, and as Michael McNamara points out, most other teams have been hit.
Because I now see the neighbouring club out the road there that are based in Newport. They're losing a lot of their key players as well.
Here, emigration is a part of life. There is very little industry or alternative employment to tourism and agriculture. So when an economic crisis hits Ireland, places like Achill on the very periphery are usually among the first to be affected. Paddy McGinley has seen waves of emigration leaving Achill before, and he has been an emigrant himself. Now another generation is getting up to go.
I had an aunt and an uncle that went to America in 1915, never returned. I had another uncle who was 75 years in America before he returned. He was in his 90s when he came back. Now in the 2000s, it's gone back to the same story.